Hi, I'm Georgia Kondek. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. On-farm trials are beginning to help boost mung bean production. The $3.6 million project is designed to equip growers with the tools, tactics and confidence to grow mung beans. Initiated by Grains Research and Development Corporation, the trials will run from North Queensland to the New South Wales border. I spoke with Sensio's Managing Director, Magella Bathurst, about the benefits of mung bean production to farming industries.
The trials are really there to predominantly give growers, I think, more confidence in growing mung beans and to try and help realise the yield gap that there currently exists with the crop. So the average yield for mung beans across this northern growing region is still less than 1 tonne per hectare, despite the crop having a potential of being around 3 tonnes per hectare. So we're really keen to try and get growers involved with doing trials to see that we can try and consistently lift that yield and have them consistently growing mung beans across the area.
Now, you've got farmers involved from northern Queensland all the way down to the New South Wales border. Is there a reason that the trials are happening in this particular place?
This is predominantly where mung beans are grown. So they're a subtropical crop, so their ideal growing region is certainly in this part of the world. Predominantly, yeah, I guess in previous years, there's been a lot of them grown around the Darling Downs, so southeast Queensland. But we've identified all of those regions from, as you say, from the Burdekin and North Queensland right down to the Murrumbidgee irrigation area that potentially can grow them. And growers are growing them in those areas, and that's why we're wanting to target them. We think that we can have more growers in more of those areas growing them.
Why is it so important, you know, for the farming landscape, for the environment, for everything as a whole, that these kind of trials are done?
I think that mung beans offer an advantage into the farming system, that they fix nitrogen. They're a very short season crop, so they're short and quick and they can be used in a rotation. And that's part of what we're looking at, is how they can fit into people's systems and into their programs. They are, because they are nitrogen fixing, they have that added benefit of being helping the system along without as many inputs required for the next crop that's coming in behind them. They've got a really good market outlet as a crop. We know that there's lots of health benefits around these lentils and pulses as a crop, and there's certainly potential for that market to grow.
Doing these kind of, the on-farm trials are hoping to help push that market a bit more. Is that globally as well?
The global demand, I think it's, and we know that if Australia increased their production here significantly, and we're hoping to just increase it by 20% would make a big difference, but that would not have any sort of an impact in oversupply on the market. The demand is certainly there for these products, and Australia is certainly known for growing clean and green, and that would be, most of the product is currently exported. But our problem is that it's so inconsistent, and it's hard to maintain an export market without that continuity of supply. So if we can get them consistently grown, and that means consistently yielding for growers, then the market opportunities are certainly there. We have an opportunity here, and we certainly are keen to talk to people who are either been growing them or have grown them in the past and would like to try it again. We want to try and understand what is stopping people from growing them, and let's see what we can do to try and overcome those things and work through those issues.
That was myself speaking with Sensio's Managing Director, Magella Bathurst, about on-farm trials commencing for mung bean production. Farmers from Queensland down to the New South Wales border can be a part of the trials to help boost the production trade. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Georgia Kondek. Have a great day.